Hello, welcome to another edition of the Useful and Useful podcast by Leap Africa. Here we bring you insightful conversation and useful information for your personal, professional, and even for community development. We believe that the future of Africa is bright, and the youth plays a significant role in bringing into reality the Africa that we want. I am Joshua Alawi, and on this episode, we will be discussing the topic Building Collaboration for the Africa We Want. Earlier this year, Leap Africa hosted a panel session at the 2023 Africa Next event in Lagos. The panel was moderated by Funmilola Morakinyo, Communications Coordinator Leap Africa, and she had as panelist Ellen Upi, Communications Manager Leap Africa, Tiwalola TJ Dots Olanubi, Founder Dots Media, Dr. Munirat Antoinette Lekki, educationist, entertainer, and an entrepreneur. Then we have Daniel Emmanuel, Programs Manager, British Council. They share their insights on the collaborative efforts that exist on the continent, the challenges they have encountered, and the potential solutions. Collaboration is an essential tool for effective positive change in our society. One collaborative effort on the continent is the Youth Day of Service, known as YDOS, which is hosted by Leap Africa in partnership with organizations across Africa. What is YDOS about? Ellen shares some light on this.
So the Youth Day of Service is pretty much a campaign that focuses on young people, calling on the hearts and hands of young people, getting them to go beyond being young. They can be youthful and useful, hence the hashtag youthful and useful. So we want young people to believe in their agency, that they can be youthful and they can be useful to their communities, to their nations, and to the continent at large.
The goal is to make young people aware of the importance of the role they play in their community, and beyond awareness, that they should take action. That is why it is called a day of service. But really, there's evidence to prove that young people are already taking responsibility in their locality. Daniel spoke on the awakening consciousness among young people regarding issues that concerns them.
You know, we say change begins with you. I was seeing many people being vocal about that change, which we didn't necessarily see in the past. For example, you know, right now, conversation, the ongoing elections has been, most of the conversations have been led by young people, you know, saying, you know what, I'm not going to sit down anymore. My life is my hand, change is my hand. I'm going to do something about it. It's a very interesting part. We've seen in other countries, we've seen, for example, just a few years ago, 2019, I believe, or was it 2015, the Not Too Young to Run movement, that was led by young people. All right, so beginning to see young people taking charge of this change. And like I said, it's just very interesting to see how this manifests into the big deal that we're looking forward to. Yeah.
Now, it is not just about the awakened consciousness among young people, but how they are beginning to leverage collaboration towards achieving what they want. I love the analogy by Antoinette.
You believe someone has something of value. That's how you can be a collaborator with the next person. You never even know how far it can go, or you know how much the reach is, but just the attempt of the collaboration. You just, you know, go out there and try your luck. You never know who can be the next superstar just from collaborating.
But really, we're optimistic that the future of Africa is bright. And there are many opportunities around. There's so much we can accomplish when we do what we do with others who share similar passion. Their synergy of energy can erupt an avalanche of transformation. The beauty of collaboration is that you don't have to be physically connected with a partner to get results. We can leverage technology to connect virtually. TJ speaks on this.
And I just wanted us to know that collaboration is even beyond being physical, right? I think that the biggest misconception about collaboration is the fact that people think it needs to be physical for it to bring results, right? And because I play in the media space, I think that one of the fastest or biggest ways you can get results from collaboration is even virtually, is for it to be done virtually.
And while we are conscious of the virtual possibility of collaborating, we should think Pan-African. TJ speaking mentioned that in the work they do, their scope and framework are Pan-African.
we think Pan-African for everything that we run, because that way we're able to achieve better results for some of the services that we do. For example, the use of influencers. We don't restrict ourselves to the region where we play in, right? We are able to collaborate more with influencers in Uganda, in Kenya, and all that. Also, if I was going to speak on online events, forums, and all that, you are able to remove that limitation, right, of participation on those online events, on those online forums, by just being able to think about the virtual aspect of it. Honestly, through the online, for the online events and for the online forum, also leveraging platforms, for example, like the way we use these platforms that we that we are all on, social platforms, Clubhouse, Twitter, Instagram, all these platforms. There's a lot of opportunities on it that you can leverage without you having to even collaborate physically or any of that. Yes.
Now, moving forward, we have heard what collaboration entails, its importance, and its gains. However, we have also seen that there are various challenges associated with collaboration among youth in Africa. Let's hear from TJ and Ellen.
The digital divide itself is the biggest challenge that we are all facing, because how else do you harness the power of collaboration if we don't have access to good internet, if we don't have access to good digital tools? I feel like that digital divide is the first challenge that we need to tackle for us to be able to increase our collaborative efforts.
The first issue I would highlight would be knowledge of pathways to change, pathways to impact in their environment, and ways in which they can work together to make change possible. Then, bringing it home to the Youth Day of Service through the lens of Leap Africa and some of the challenges we have faced executing a Pan-African initiative like this. I will start off with cohesion. So you find that Africa is very divided as a continent, even though we have a lot of things that join us, or should I say bring us together more than things that divide us, we tend to focus on the things that divide us. So you find that Africa is hard to work across Africa while you are in Africa, which is a huge problem. So you find that, let me bring it home again to things like being able to send funds to projects across Africa. You find that you're in Africa and you're using dollars. I've never been able to understand that. How we're in Africa and we cannot send our own currency to each other. We have to go back to the West to use dollars to send money across Africa. Then you find language as a barrier. So the fact that we dwell a lot on the things that divide us, they only serve to divide us more. So you find language as an issue. You find sending funds as an issue. You find travel. So you find that even traveling within Africa is hard. We don't have a shared airspace. It's as expensive as it is to travel outside of the continent, even more expensive to travel within the continent. So these are just some issues that exist with carrying out projects within Africa. So you can't even export, and I use the word export, knowledge or solutions from, hey, this is happening in Nigeria. This is how we've solved it. This same issue is going on in Gambia. How can we export the solutions there? Then you start having all of these things come up. You're struggling with finding people to collaborate with. You're struggling with language barriers or even cultural barriers. But this is just some of the things that have affected working across Africa.
Analyzing common trends in collaboration among youth, Daniel addressed the part of ignorance.
Yeah, I think one is ignorance, you know, lack of knowledge about what you're fighting for, the change you're fighting for. Ellen talks about SDG. You know, when you have youthful energy and ignorance, is a time bomb, right? But you need to combine that youthful energy with the understanding of how the SDGs work, with the understanding of how politics works. You know, we shy away from politics, but somebody defined politics as the science of human interaction, understanding how, you know, the party system works, understanding how, you know, if you want to make change happen in your local government, what are the steps you need to do? Because we have this youthful energy and we leverage media to just pour it out, but sometimes you're just speaking to a rock, right? But when you combine that energy with understanding of how politics works, understanding of the political climate, understanding of how to make change happen, understanding of SDGs, we need understanding, we need knowledge, we need wisdom to navigate the principalities of this, of the political wickedness of the African climate. So, and when you don't have those things, what you see is that people have this energy, they're doing this energy, and their energy are not, the energy is not yielding results, and they give up, right? And when they give up, the next thing you do is to jackpot, to leave the country, to say, you know what, I can't change this country, country can't change me, so I can as well just leave, right? And you then see brain drain. That's another challenge. So it's the best hands that you need to also make some of this change happen and leaving, and you're left with the minority of people who doesn't necessarily have, they have the political will, but not the understanding to do this. So when you're developing programs, especially even in Leap Africa, in my work, there's always a knowledge component of that program, because people cannot give what they don't have. And you need to teach these people youth participation, youth development, teach them political awareness, because we understand that when you combine energy and knowledge, you know, you're going to make things happen. Yeah.
However, there are issues in Africa that negate the possibility of effective collaborations. According to Anto, this issue needs to be first understood when thinking about collaboration.
I think when we talk about collaboration, no matter how far we go, until we figure out what is wrong with home, our collaborations won't be as great as they could be. We have people that are doing amazing. We have people that are unicorn. You know, we have companies that are unicorns. They've been able to raise funds and all those ones. But if Nigeria was a working Nigeria, the funds would have been way higher than what they would have been able to raise, you know? So I'm so passionate about speaking about what's happening at home, what's the core. So I've started to even have these conversations outside of Nigeria, because in Africa, it's almost all of us going through the same exact struggle. So I even have some friends, thanks to social media, thanks to collaborating, just going into the DM. You never know who will answer you. So I now have friends in South Africa, people in Ghana, people in Zimbabwe, Tanzania, who are all having these kind of, you know, conversations. One of my friends, they're also having an election in June. So we've already been talking about how can we see what's happening in Nigeria so we can also, you know, help them down there in, you know, Zimbabwe as well. So I think for me, I'm intentional about my work. I'm intentional about collaborating. I really want to, for myself as a personal, you know, I want to change my life, and I'm hoping that with these collaborations I'm doing, I'm touching one or two, you know, persons as well. But I think for me, my focus right now is focusing on active citizenry across Africa, because just like Ellen said, there's no reason that we're all Africans and we have to change dollar and then come back and then come back again. It doesn't really make sense to me. So I think if we believe in a united Africa and we work towards it, that's the best kind of collaboration that we can have right now.
Beyond the challenges surrounding collaboration, there have been records of breakthroughs that collaboration has bettered. First, let's find some solution to some of these challenges that have been highlighted. TJ says intentionality is key to collaboration.
So for me, I think that us being intentional about the collaboration, even if you're big enough, if you are able to do these executions alone, would help you to achieve better results. And I think that's one of the solutions.
Daniel added that young people should view the efforts of others as complementary work and not in competition with themselves. This is regarded as important for collaboration.
So I tell, for collaboration to work, young people and organizations must see themselves as nodes, that my work contributes to your work. We're not in competition. We're solving the same wicked problems. All right. So I'm not in competition with you to solve this problem. We should work together to solve this problem. And I think that is not really clear among the development space, right? It's not clear at all. Second thing is, another way to solve this power of storytelling. We've seen case studies. I don't think we're telling us the story of the case studies of places where some of these strategies are working, right? Because you are more motivated to do something when you hear about someone else who has done that same thing and the success of it. So we need to tell these stories more, you know, that shared lessons from other.
Daniel Folder added that we should leverage technology and social media.
Leveraging social media, like TG said, leveraging technology. We talked about the digital divide. Sometimes we can be in Lagos and think that Lagos starts and stops in Nigeria, but it's beyond, you know, we're even talking about Africa, but we've never looked beyond from Nigeria to Delta to Warri to Port Harcourt. So There are a lot of young people in different parts of this country. There are a lot of youthful energy, youth boards in different parts of this country that we need to find. And when we find them, we bring them together and just learn. It's like social media for social good, right? So technology to solve social problems, right? You know, a lot of people are going to learn coding now, but it's to work with tech firms. You know, people are not necessarily looking at solving problems with the tech skills they're learning. It's to just go and end the big box, which is fine, right? However, I feel there's an opportunity there for us to start thinking about how do we use these tech skills to solve problems. You know, that documentary is about how, you know, in America, for instance, or some developed countries, some of the problems are being solved using technology, from glasses, from eye problems to schooling, to education, to mass delivery, you know, robotics and all those stuff. So we need to start thinking through that lens, right? Secondly, like you said, also in social media, yes, you know, social media is it evolves over time. There are many conversations going on online. I think many young people too with that audience should perhaps using their platform to address some of the social issues. It may sound very dicey because of their brand, which is also understandable, but I think there are more innovative ways to address some of all these social issues using our platforms, no matter the platform you have.
Now, in the words of TG, there is a need for the government to create a safe space for collaboration. Government policies are also something that should be looked into.
One important thing also is the government, like you said, really. And I feel like I'm going to talk about it from the other angle. For collaboration to work, and I think that for us to get the outcome we want, collaboration is very important, right? But for that to work, the government also can't be making decisions on platforms anyhow. So we can't be banning Twitter, for example. That's really going to stifle the efforts of collaboration. You can't be a government and have citizens who are scared or fearful of what to do on social, right? That just really like just doesn't help anyone to make the right efforts too. So I wanted to add that.
Having it in mind that Africa problems are wicked and as such, they need wicked solutions. According to TJ, it is possible for us to maximize technology towards scaling and preferring solutions to some of the problems highlighted. Meanwhile, in solving the problems peculiar to Africa, Ellen shares an insightful perspective that we should address African problems together as Africans.
So a lot of issues that happen or that we experience are actually pan-African. So how can Africans start looking at an African solution and not my solution? So if we have a political problem, can we look at it through devising solutions that are for Africa and not just for Nigeria?
In addition, TJ encourages young people to leverage the new normal. For example, remote working and the rise of artificial intelligence technology like ChatGPT.
We really need to, as young people, utilize new normals, right? Because a lot of young people are business owners or becoming business owners, right? So for my business, for example, embracing the work from home has helped us to collaborate more and deliver better results. We have staff working in different countries and are able to deliver good work. So that's one, just embracing that new normal. Then also utilizing digital tools like they both said. But for example, I wanted to pick on the rise of AIs, for example. I'm sure everyone knows ChatGPT, for example, and how that alone is going to make people lose jobs. But if you're able to harness it fast, if you're able to also embrace it fast, you can find the solutions or the ways you are able to get value from it. Like just the other day, we're about to employ maybe 3 or 4 more social media managers in the business, right? And we realized that we didn't need that much people anymore because these AIs are able to help you come up with captions for social media in like a minute. What it will take one person to come up with in 2 hours, right? So the word is utilization for us to kind of embrace this new normal and to be able to use these digital tools better.
Finally, TJ recognized the need to bridge the gap between older generation and the younger generation.
I really feel like there's a big gap between the older generation and the younger generation. I think that the older generation has this diverse experience. their traditional way of thinking and doing things. And it's, you can't remove that part. And the younger generation also have this high level creativity and the strength, right, that is needed to attack the world that we are in right now. We need to bridge that gap between that older generation and the younger generation to be able to also achieve a better collaborative effort. I think that the older generation, for example, needs to stop seeing the younger generation also as competition, right? To be able to see them and what they can do. And then we're able to bring that together really to achieve greater work.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Youthful and Useful podcast by Leap Africa. We hope you have gained valuable insights on building collaboration among youth for the Africa that we want. As we have heard from our esteemed panelists, collaboration is essential in bringing about the change we desire in our society. And we can achieve so much more when we work together towards common goals. So, let us all make a conscious effort to collaborate more often and leverage the power of technology and social media to connect with others who share similar passions. Remember, no effort is too small and every action counts towards making a difference in our communities. Don't forget to save the date for the upcoming Youth Day of Service in August, where young people across Africa will come together to serve their communities and make positive impact. For more information, visit www.youthdayofservice.org or check out the Leap Africa website at www.leapafrica.org. Once again, my name is Joshua Olawi, and thank you for listening. Until next time, keep being youthful and useful.